Infinity Games Podcast.
Welcome to episode 10 of the Infinity Games Podcast. I am Jukebox Hero.
I'm Kelrix King.
And we are officially in double digits.
Double digits, bitches.
Yeah, 10 whole weeks of us fucking yelling at each other.
Hooray!
If there's any feedback you have, anything you'd like to hear us talk about, any games that we talked about that you want to hear more of, or any that we didn't that you want to hear more of, feel free to comment on YouTube or on our Facebook page at Infinity Games Podcast or our Twitter at games_podcast. Kelrix.
Hi.
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 What's your first segment?
The things with the stuff and the games we've been playing.
It's time for Games We've Been Playing, the segment where we give insight on what we've been playing, new or old, good or bad. Here is what we've been playing.
Okie dokes.
Yeah.
That was enough time for the music to start, right? Okay, this is easy for me. Nothing.
Hooray!
Yep, I'm getting
love
ready
that game
for Brad. You know, it's sad because it probably is a game.
Probably.
Yeah.
You know what, now?
Mr. Shit.
You know what, fuck it. I have to know now, to the Googles.
To the Google. Nah, man, gotta use that Bing.
That Bing, yeah. Nothing. Okay. Free PC game, apparently.
Is it some hipster shit?
I have no idea. There's a little YouTube video here.
Just gonna do a little bit of ASMR for a second.
I don't know. Yeah, it looks. I don't know. It looks weird and dungeon crawly. I don't really understand. But okay, yeah. But apparently nothing's a game. So
I'm just gonna do a little bit of ASMR for a second because I have this Velcro twist tie and just. Oh yeah, you like that? Oh yeah, listen to it. That's all in my microphone and not the one that I'm talking to Kelrix with.
Nice.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez, it actually peaked it. We have peaked the audio.
Oh, shit.
Shit. Oh, fuck shit. Chef, I'm recording up at 32 bits.
Is that bad?
It just means the file size is going to be double what it usually is.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I can live with it. I can resample it. Kelrix.
Hi.
What have you been playing?
Duel Links, because the World Championship or qualifiers are going right now, so I was like, well, I better grind. So
what do you have to do to actually qualify?
It's just ranked duels. Like, it's what it is anybody that gets to King of Games will get put into the finals, and then they'll have, like, a separate tournament that I assume would have some pretty swag rewards, but that's not going to fucking happen because, you know, I don't have $10,000 to blow on the game like some people.
So, when do the qualifiers go till?
I want to say June 2nd. No, not June 2nd. June.
God damn it, that's today.
12th. June 12th. Sorry. June 12th. My bad.
Yeah, because I guess I did play a little bit of Duel Links because I saw that the qualifiers were on and I played maybe 10 PvP duels.
And then they also put Yami Bakura back in, so he's roaming around Duel World now, and you can get... He has some new cards up for grabs, but he's only around until the 6th, so it's like...
Okay.
It's like, if you want new cards, like, you gotta be on Duel Links all the time, so every time he pops up, you can farm him or whatever, and it's like, I don't have a fucking farm deck, so rip me.
Yeah, I mean, I got Yami, like, as a character last time he was here, so I can't get a single shit.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, man, I'm missing out on entire boxes worth of cards. I don't care about the 4 new ones that you could maybe possibly drop.
Exactly. A couple of the big incentives to grind for in the qualifiers is, like, for example, I got up to gold 1. That's the highest I've ever been in ranked duels. And nice. I probably got grand total. I've gotten probably 1,000 gems out of it so far.
Ooh.
Like, you get a lot of fucking gems. Like, I got to silver rank one and got 250 gems, and then I got to gold rank one and got 350 gems.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and then you get a little, and then you get something for every rank. Like, you get to, like, you know, like, rookie rank one, you get, like, some gold. Rookie rank two, you get some gems. Rookie rank three, you get a few more gems. And then, like, every rank that you go up, you'll get a small reward. And if you get all the way up to platinum one, you get to pick any super rare card in the game and get one copy of it.
Oh, nice.
So it's like, oh, I need an enemy controller. If I can get to plat one, instant enemy controller. Or, like, for me, and, like, I know I'm not going to get to plat one. I don't have a good enough deck. I could maybe, if I farmed Rex Raptor and got a couple of good drops from him, I could maybe get to plat, but I doubt it. But the main reason, if I could, I'd get a Gamma the Magnet Warrior, because that's the only thing my magnet deck is missing right now.
Damn.
And it's it sucks. It's like, it's shitty.
I'd probably get that double summon card so I could stop fucking getting compliance.
Fun fact, I need to tell you about this.
Could you get both of them in, like, one draw or some shit?
No. Give me a sec. I got them all on my camera and shit. I just gotta pull them up here. So, I got a pack of five. I got five packs out of Chaotic Compliance.
Okay.
I got Double Summon, Magic Drain, and Sorceress Spell Wall back-to-back.
Yeah, fuck.
And then I pulled, like, a couple of packs out of Ultimate Rising just for shits and giggles. Got Sphere Karibo. Did some more Chaotic Compliance. Got another Double Summon card. I'm like, my house is going to explode. Like, I just traded in my lifetime of luck. Like, my house is gonna fucking burn down in the next week.
You know, Kari got Sphere Karibo.
Oh, lucky.
She keeps forgetting how to pronounce it. It's kind of cute.
Yeah.
It was like Kuriba. I'm like, no, Karibo.
Fun fact, there is actually a card in the game called Kuribon.
Nice.
I do believe. I'm actually gonna fact check myself real fucking fast.
Okay. You know,
yeah, Kuribon. And it's super cute. Nice. It's got a tail with a ribbon on it and everything.
With Chaotic Compliance, I've got the most shit luck right now.
That sucks.
So I've opened half the box.
Oh.
And so, you know, there's 20 secret or super rares or and 10 ultra rares.
Yeah, so 30. Yeah.
I've pulled 8.
Oh, out of 100 and I'm half, packs?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's almost as bad as the fucking Flame Tyrant getting the ultra rare on the last fucking pack.
That sucks, dude.
My luck is anal grease.
Like, on the small upside, it's like, at least by statistics,
the next 100
should
are going to be loaded.
Yeah, you should be getting at minimum either a super rare or an ultra rare every 5 packs, if statistics show anything. But I mean,
they obviously don't.
Yeah.
I still haven't even touched the beast box yet.
I think I've pumped enough into it that I've probably gone through it at least twice completely. Damn. And I have a beast deck now. The only issue I'm having with it is what was it? Is my draw luck. My draw luck is just complete booty.
Except for those last 5 packs you opened.
Well, yeah. But I mean, I mean my draw luck, like, when I'm actually dueling with my beast deck, like, I win maybe one out of every 3 matches. Because I never draw anything I can use.
Yeah, it's like, I've been using the same deck for, like, 2 full months at this point. It's the same one I dueled you with.
Yeah.
Back when the Magnet Warrior thing was going on. And, like, I have Sergeant Electro in there. I've pulled him maybe, like, 10 total times out of, like, the hundreds of duels I've done in the last few months. It's Jesus. Weird. Some cards I just literally never pull.
My magnet deck is literal poison. Like, it hates me. It's my best deck. It's super consistent, and it fucking hates me. I have one Valkyrion in the entire deck out of 20 cards, and I always pull him. I draw him every single duel I have. And I'm like, I don't need you. Go to the bottom of the deck. Fuck off.
Oh, boy.
Like, how I summon you is literally straight out of my deck. Get the fuck out of here.
The pain.
Oh, it's so like if you have
like
annoying.
An opening hand, you go first, and all you have is like three spell cards and a tribute summon.
Oh yeah, all the time.
It's like, okay, I'm gonna put down these three fucking spell cards to make them think I have golden apples or something, and maybe I'll get lucky.
I think which one does golden apples come out of? It comes out of fucking the water one. I think it comes out of.
No, it can't be because I never got any of those.
Hang on, I'm gonna just check then while we're talking, because I could have sworn I saw it in the water one the other day.
What do you mean the water one?
Like whatchamacallit? The one with Levy a dragon on the front of it. Fucking Age of Discovery.
Oh, maybe.
No, I'm wrong. Never mind. It comes out of Flame Tyrant.
Okay, yeah.
I knew
that
it
makes
came
sense,
out of
because I have all of those.
Because yeah. I knew it came out of a mini box, I just didn't know which one.
But, seriously, golden apples is like everyone's bane.
Yeah, it sucks.
Like, everyone hates it unless they're playing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, as an opening hand card, that thing is wonderful.
Right?
Because I actually do that all the time. It's like, opening hand, I'll lay down three spells or traps or as many as I can.
Yeah.
And, like, leave the field blank, and they might be like, oh, sucker got shit pulls.
Yeah.
But the card that's been pissing me off a lot lately, I can't remember the name of it, but it's like, if you have a tribute monster on the field and you attack the person, they flip that trap card, it destroys your tribute monster, and then it keeps destroying monsters and inflicts 1,000 life points of damage.
Jesus fuck, what the hell?
It's so goddamn broken, and like, every fucking person in PvP I've dueled has it. It's like Mirror Wall.
Is this like a magic card or a trap card?
Trap.
What the hell? I need it.
Right? Fucking... it pisses me off so much, because it pretty much wipes the field and inflicts 1,000 damage to your opponent.
That's so cheap.
It is.
I had one duel I had. Oh, I got so triggered. Dude had Wonder Balloons, which are bad enough.
Right.
And he stacked them up, and he wasn't attacking me. I'm like, what the fuck? So... And then he plays this card called Magic Reflector, because, of course, I couldn't have drawn my D-Spell or my Storm card, you know, before he got all his shit set up.
Of course.
So he plays Balloons. I'm like, okay, whatever. I only have 10 cards in my deck. I'll draw either D-Spell or Storm pretty soon, and then I can destroy it, and I'm good to go. You know, lowers the attack of my monsters, doesn't attack. I'm like, what the fuck? All right. So we're just going through the turns. And then he plays this card called Magic Reflector, which puts a spell counter on Wonder Balloons, and then what that does is if I try to destroy Wonder Balloons, the spell counter takes the hit instead.
Shit.
So I'm like, oh my god, now I need both of my cards just to take out this one card. Then he plays another Magic Reflector, and then another one.
Just need a couple Mask of Dispel.
Yeah, right? I'm gonna start farming for that card pretty quick, but so I'm like, well, fuck, all right. And he has two cards less in his deck than I do. So I'm like, whatever, right. He's going to deck out. I'm like, if he's not attacking me, then he's going to deck out. Like, I don't care. I'll wait it out. Fuck it. So I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting. He has two cards left in his deck. He draws and then he discards this card called Outstanding Dog Marin.
Oh.
That thing goes back to your deck when it goes to the graveyard. So he just, he farmed out my last five cards because he just kept recycling that every turn.
Ugh.
Oh, my God. I'm like I was yelling at my phone, and my girlfriend, she's just like, are you okay? I'm like, no, I'm not.
I'm about to shit a literal brick.
Yeah, throw it through never, this guy's window. Never in my life have I wanted to murder a human being in front of their family worse than this moment.
Damn, that's brutal. I don't know, I got pretty triggered yesterday. I was in a battle, and I'm pretty sure the guy was running a trap card only deck.
Oh, was he playing Odeon?
I'm not sure, but like, it was more annoying than anything.
Makes sense.
I wonder if anyone could hear that thunder. If it's there, I'll leave it in. Suspense. No, it's fucking, like, every turn, you know, I'd have my monsters out, I'd attack him, and then it'd be like, Numinous Healer or whatever, gains 500 life points, gains like another 500 because there's one in his graveyard or whatever.
Yeah.
Golden Apples gets a monster on the field, puts in defense because obviously you don't attack with your strongest first. Fucking, I don't remember the other one, but then he gains like another 1,000 life points. And I'm like, hey, that's all well and good, but let me just hit you with these other two monsters. So pretty much the net effect is that he'd go down like 200 life points at a time.
Yeah.
And it drew out for like 15 turns, and I'm like, my god. And then he was about to lose, and he fucking disconnected. It's like, goddamn, waste all of my time. I swear I saw my battery go down 5%. That duel took so long.
Oh, I don't doubt it at all. Some of them just get drawn out, and I'm like, why? Why are you forestaying the inevitable?
Right.
You will die. You will lose. Give up.
You know, sometimes I do that, though, because my deck, a lot of it is either, here's this cannon fodder that you can just fucking take out if you want, but I'm always going to have something on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a few stronger cards. But, like, I can get down to, like, the last three cards in my deck. And if they're the cards that I need, I can probably pull out and win.
That's all
right.
It's
just, do I really want to just keep putting things in defense and summoning tokens and stuff to get to that point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, do I want people to hate me? Do I not give a fuck?
I got better things to do. I could be taking a shit right now, you know?
Yeah, exactly. There are turds that are meant to be dropped.
Plop, plop. So, before Jesus. The podcast, you told me you were playing a different game.
Oh, yeah. So, I started playing Horizon Zero Dawn yesterday. Because...
I don't know what that is.
It's wonderful, because I was streaming, and I streamed Destiny for a bit, and then I was starting to get triggered and pissed off, so I was like, you know what, I should play something different. I didn't just want to stop streaming, so I was like, shit, what's something that I can play that'd be good to watch? And I was like, oh, fuck, girlfriend has Horizon Zero Dawn, I'll go grab that. So I played that for 3.5 hours.
Wait, is that the one that came out, like, the same day as Zelda Breath of the Wild? Is that the one that has, like, machines and shit, and you're like...
Yep.
You have, like, a bow and arrow, you're some girl?
Yep.
Okay, it's so I've seen awesome. The trailer.
It's awesome. And it's fucking hard.
I've heard that it's good, though.
It is. It's really, really fun. I had a lot of fun playing it. And it's like... My main issue with it, as far as difficulty, is I hate stealth.
Right.
Hate it. I can't stand sneaking around like a fucking thief. I de-fucking spise it. And it's...
To our listeners, there's one time we did a game marathon where we tried to play all of our video games. We got to Metal Gear Solid 4, which Kelrix had, and, you know, you sit through 45 minutes...
of cutscenes.
Hold on. Wow, that thunder rumbled forever.
Right? I heard that.
Fucking, and you know what? It took a really long time to get to us, because I saw that lightning flash so brightly in the corner of my eye.
That's good. It means
like
the lightning.
10 seconds to hit us.
Means lightning's ages away.
Yeah. Anyways, Metal Gear Solid 4 sat through like 45 fucking minutes of cutscenes, and then got into the game and you're immediately like, what do I do? Where do I go? How do I? And you're like running out in front of all these fucking like mech fucking
yeah, running tank out in front things, of all the like metal shooting at you. Shit.
Oh my god.
I played for about 5 minutes. Seconds. I was like, okay, fuck this, moving on.
Oh god, that was such a waste of time.
Right? It was fun though. It was a good day.
Point is, can't stealth. Fuck that.
Can't
noise.
Stealth. Hate stealth, and it's a big thing in Horizon Zero Dawn. And it's not terrible because like you have a little thing that you can use to like you can map out the paths of the machines and stuff, and you can like slide and you can crouch and all this, and you can like sneak kill. So it's like it's a really good stealth system. It's just I hate stealth, so it takes a lot of getting used to. And also the buttons are so strange because I'm used to circle being a crouch button as it is in Destiny and every other like a lot of other games. So circle is like your dodge roll in Horizon Zero Dawn, so I can't tell you how many times I hit circle to crouch and jumped out of the bushes in front of a machine and got fucking murdered.
What is the crouch?
Square.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, right.
I'm trying to remember Call of Duty. I'm pretty sure it's also circle.
It's circle, yeah.
Yeah.
But, so I played that, and, like, it's a lot of fun. I think I'm super under-leveled. I think I just gotta, like, go out and just, like, kill a bunch of fucking machines and, like, do some side quests and stuff before I try to proceed too far in the story. Because, like, I got to one part where there's this giant, like, mining pit kind of thing, and it's just filled with enemies, and man, that part of the game took me like 9 tries.
Ouch.
Because I'd try to stealth and I'd get spotted and I'd die, and I'd try to go guns blazing and I'd get spotted and I'd die, and then at one point I had to just say fuck it, and I literally just like stayed up in this one area where it was safe, and I literally just spent like 10 minutes just sniping everything down. Like,
fuck.
Yeah, it was rough.
Hold on 2 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, I'm still going. My computer decided to go to sleep.
Oh, nice.
As we are recording. Fucking. Is that game open world?
It is.
Okay, because I feel like I remembered that.
It's a lot of fun. So I'm definitely excited to play a lot more of that.
What's your Twitch channel, in case anyone wants to check you out?
KelrixKing935.
What's the 935 stand for?
Doesn't stand for anything.
Name already taken on Twitch.
Yeah, somehow. I think I might have made a Twitch channel, like, a while back and totally forgot about it.
Oh, jeez.
Because I'm sorry, but KelrixKing is kind of a super specific name. I don't understand how anybody else could possibly think of that.
Well,
and spell it the same and everything.
You could always try to remember password, or forgot your password, and then go through that.
That's true. Steps,
get it emailed.
But either way, then my, unfortunately, I forgot to archive my when I was playing yesterday. So like my Destiny footage Damn. Isn't there, and my Horizon footage isn't there. But whatever.
Oh well. Happens.
No biggie. Yeah. I turned it on now, so now all my shit automatically archives, so is all good.
Sister just came upstairs. Apparently she hit a button on the TV and it wouldn't it's all white noise or whatever.
Oh.
I went and fixed that.
Thanks.
Funny story, because she's marathoning the Star Wars movies.
Very nice.
And she started with A New Hope. We've been looking at secondhand stores for her to find them cheaply. Mm-hmm. And she managed to get episodes 4, 5, 6, and 1 on VHS, and then 2 and 3 on DVD.
Yeah.
Well, A New Hope, we like plugged it into my VHS player. Fucking yeah. Thing wouldn't start. Like, nice. I thought my VHS player was dead. It was just like... I'm like, that is not a nice sound.
Yeah, that sucks.
That is like screaming death. So I unplug that one. I plug in the other one we had, which is having problems with audio because the heads needs to be cleaned. Yeah. And fucking it doesn't work in that one either. So I'm looking at this VHS real close. The tape had come off the reel and wound itself around on top of the tape in the reel.
That sucks.
So I had to open up a VHS, and that was really interesting.
I bet.
Yeah. It's, they had a fucking security screw on it. Oh. And I pretty much had to strip it completely away, jam a flathead in there, hold it down as hard as I could, and spin the VHS as I held the screwdriver in place. Just to get the fucking thing open.
That's fucked up.
It is fucking weird. Good news is, VHS works now. It's watchable.
That's good, at least.
Everyone listening is like, what the fuck's a VHS? Or, why the fuck are you watching a VHS?
Yeah, no kidding. Because VHSs are classic and wonderful and we love them, that's why.
VHS, the VH best.
Did you just make that up?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, if you make that up, I'm going to smack you.
I'm kidding. Laserdisc has the best quality of anything out today.
Agreed.
Now people are actually going, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, just YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. Laserdisc is like the vinyl record of DVDs.
They were cool.
Yeah. Anyways, fucking, are we done with games we've been playing?
I think so.
Hot damn. Half an hour.
God diggity.
So I didn't say anything to begin with, but we're going to try and make this a bit shorter because I have a very busy week. Yes. So our main topic, we're only having one segment, but our main topic is NES memories.
Of which I have very few.
You have what?
Not many.
Do you have a boner?
I have, like, a little bit of Mario. Like, my NES memories pretty much start when, like, I got my NES when I was with you.
So I was actually going to ask, what is the first thing you ever remember about NES?
Probably playing Mario Bros., which is pretty standard memory for people our age.
Man, that's a standard memory for anyone who got an NES pack and game, right? Yeah. But when was that?
I was like maybe 3.
Yeah. Whose NES was it?
Ours.
Hello?
It was mine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, the parents bought it for you, or did they already have it?
I think they already had it. I think my dad had bought one a little bit before mom and dad had me or something. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the thought process was.
Do you remember when you got rid of it?
No. It just kind of disappeared. And mom claims it was at that garage sale where you bought like some of the old Super Nintendo games, but we didn't sell consoles.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, because that garage sale, I was about 7 at the time.
Yeah.
Fuck, I said the name of our city. I'd only been where we live for a few years. I lived somewhere else before. Oh, there's another bright flash. I'm listening for it. There it is. Ooh, an extra boom.
There it is. I heard that.
Still going.
Nice.
Anyways, yeah, so Kelrick's here. They were having a garage sale. Their family was having a garage sale. And I went over to look and stuff, and they had Super Mario Bros. 2 on the NES. And that was the only video game or video game related thing I found at that entire sale, dude.
Yeah, so I don't know why. Like, I don't know, maybe maybe they did put the other NES and the Super Nintendo and stuff out, but, like, they must have just disappeared really fucking fast.
I mean, for all I know, it could have left before I got there, because, like, I only bought the one game, and yeah, I got it for 50 cents.
What I'm saying is, like, maybe the garage sale opened and the first or second person that showed up grabbed it all and ran or whatever. Because I guarantee mom and dad probably sold it dirt fucking cheap by today's standards.
Yeah. I mean, it was probably dirt fucking cheap back then. Because, you know, well, that's Super Mario Bros. 2 for 50 cents.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah. So, because I remember you used to tell me that you had an NES and a Super NES and whatever else. It's just I literally never saw them at your place, so they were either put away, sold, or trashed or whatever before I was, you know, your friend and at your place and whatnot.
Well, the main thing was we always fought over it.
Of course.
You know, me and Dakota, we'd play Mario Kart or Super Mario Bros., and we'd get angry at the games, and mom and dad would just take it away for fear of a broken TV or something, right?
Right.
But every once in a blue moon, like if Dakota came over and spent the night or something, I'd be able to convince mom and dad to let us have it. Because I wasn't savvy back then, right? I didn't know how to hook that shit up.
Yeah, me either. Especially since like it had the coaxial thing where like you plug it in and then you screw it on.
Yeah, exactly, right? Like it wasn't
as
simple.
What is this fucking witchcraft?
Yeah, it wasn't as simple as it is nowadays where it's like, you know,
HDMI plug.
Yeah, where it's literally power cord, HDMI, go. It was like colors and screws and, you know, fear of death.
Yeah, it's almost crazy because, I mean, we got our color TV, like 32-inch TV sometime in the 90s. Mm-hmm. But before that, we had two other TVs, a black and white and a color one. And it was one that had, like, the antenna was attached and it had dials and stuff instead of buttons. And that didn't have any inputs. All it had was two screws on the back of the TV where you would screw on another antenna for a better signal or maybe cable. And the NES was packaged with a small, I don't even know what it was. I guess it's a converter. So pretty much as the two little forks that you screw on, and then you got to screw on the coaxial plug into that.
Yeah, all kinds of fucked up.
Yeah. But that's, my God, if that's not like the 70s, 80s video gaming experience to play it on an old TV like that.
Oh, 100%.
And I may have only played it on it like twice. Yeah, my first NES memories is like 3, probably 4 years old, because that's when I can actually remember stuff. But my parents had already gotten an NES as like either a birthday or an anniversary present, and it must have been after 1990. So by that point, you know, they were less than $100 for a system and a game.
Exactly.
I mean, they were practically on clearance once the Super NES was out. They probably got it for like $50.
Probably.
But, I mean, Super Mario Bros. For sure, because that's the one I really loved and stuff. But my mom was an absolute beast on these other, like, obscure games that you'd never think to play of today, even as a collector. So, like, Rainbow Islands, The Addams Family, Barbie, stuff like that.
There's a kind of sadness that overcomes your soul when you're a gamer if somebody older than you is better than you at video games.
Yeah.
It hurts your pride a little.
Specific games, because, I mean, she probably could never play, like, an Xbox 360 these days, but, like,
well, yeah,
still play Mario.
Yeah, that's just it. And it's, for any listeners, it's like, of course, if you're, you know, if you're 26 and you're better than me at, you know, Call of Duty or whatever, like, I don't give a fuck. But it's just that when you're a young kid and, you know, you think you're good at Mario and then your parents are, like, getting to, like, the world 6-7, no issues. Hurts, man. It hurts.
Yeah. Fucking. We had that thing out quite a bit. And then when we moved here, I mean, it sat in a box for a really long time. And eventually I found it. And I kind of had to teach myself how to hook it up. But once it was hooked up, either me or my sister would play it. And then we'd fight over it. So, you know, the parents would unhook it, and then one day, once everyone forgot, I'd go out, I'd rehook it up and shit.
Yeah, I remember. I remember you doing that for a while. I think there were a couple of times where I'd be like, "Where'd your NES go?" Be like, "I gotta leave it alone for a bit."
Yeah, and then especially once I was like, I don't know, 12 years old or something, you know, tiny preteen jackass kid, fucking. Yeah. I had a TV in my room, you know, 28 inch. Got it at like Canadian Tire auction or whatever, and I'd go downstairs, I'd take the NES out and bring it into my room and hook it up to my TV so I could play in there. Yeah. And then, you know, my sister would want to play Mario or something, and she'd go complain to mom and dad that I had the NES and I'm holding it and hoarding it or whatever, and then they'd make me take it back downstairs. She'd play for 20 minutes and then not touch it for 2 months. I kind of had to do the same thing, wait till they forgot, put it in my room. Rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat.
Yeah, again, I very clearly remember you doing that a lot, too.
Yeah. Eventually, she stopped giving a fuck, and now it's just mine, so whatever. We both grew up.
It's not an NES memory, but real quick, it's like, my brother was the worst for that. It was the same thing. He wouldn't have touched a game. There was one time where he literally hadn't played a game for 2 years.
Right.
It was in some like little drawer that he hadn't touched in forever. Like the game had dust on it.
Right.
So I'm like, fuck it. And I grab it and I throw it in my Game Boy and I'm like playing away. Literally 20 minutes go by. He sees me playing it and immediately complains to mom because he, quote unquote, wants to play his game.
He only wants to play it because you were playing it.
Exactly. I'm like, go fuck yourself.
I think every kid was like that, though.
Yep.
I mean, I was like that, too, so.
And there were a couple of times that it pissed me off. Yeah, it pissed me off because there'd be a couple of times where it's like when I got Oblivion for the PlayStation 3 way back when.
Right.
And I went and got
back
a really
when that shit was like last generation.
Right? That we're so fucking old. Anyway.
Yeah.
But so like I come home from school one day and I'd gotten a really OP sword called the Umbra Sword. For anybody that knows anything about Oblivion, that was like the sword to get. Okay. And I come home and the thing was it was a magic sword. It had charges, so you could only use it so many times. I come home and it's empty.
Ugh.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
He was playing.
Yeah, and so I go up to my brother. I'm like, what the fuck did you do? He's like, I just wanted to see what equipment you have. I'm like, okay, but don't fucking use up all my rare fucking magic and shit like that. Like, piss off. Ugh. And then sure as shit, like, mom's like, what's the issue? And I was like, he fucking went on my save file, and he fucked with my shit. And now I don't know what I'm going to do, because I was ignorant. I didn't know about soul gems and stuff. I was brand new to the game at that point, right? So right. I didn't know I could recharge it easily enough.
Oh, okay.
So mom's like, well, like, and this was back before she started realizing that it was just him being a little shit. So she was like, well, so he's not allowed to have an issue with you playing his games, but you're allowed to have an issue with him playing your games. And I was like, there's a fucking difference, mother. There's a difference between when he hasn't touched something in fucking years and when I haven't touched something in 2 goddamn hours. Like,
yeah,
because I literally, like, I got the sword first thing in the morning, went to school, came home, and it was empty. I'm like, fuck off.
Parents sometimes just don't understand.
Yeah, whereas then, like, a few years ago something similar happened and I was playing a game and Tyler was like, I want to play it, and my mom was like, fuck off, you haven't touched it in forever. If you wanted to play it, you would have been playing it. Go back to your room. I was like, yay, thanks, mom.
Oh, good.
It's like, she gets it now.
Oh, boy.
Anyways, back to NES memories.
Anywho, fuck.
But no, like, I had the NES, and it's like, I had cousins and stuff that had grown up, that were older than me, that had, you know, whatever, and it's like, I played the original Ninja Turtles back in the day, got my ass kicked, obviously. Like, I had a Super Nintendo with that really, really shitty, like, Mortal Kombat, Batman and Robin game, Batman Forever. I had fucking...
It's funny, because I have that now.
Yeah, right? Pretty sure I had not a TurboGrafx. Pretty sure I had a Sega Master System back in the day for a little bit.
Which is crazy.
Which is really cool. I had a lot of fun playing that.
So do you remember if your parents had that before you, or if they just bought it for you, or what?
I think what the Master System was I think it was my cousins or my aunts or something, and they were staying with us for a little while.
Cool.
So we had it set up. Yeah, it was definitely a Master System. I just looked up a picture to make absolutely sure, and yeah, it was 100% a Master System.
See, that's crazy to me, because I didn't even know the Master System existed until after I started collecting and, like, looking up past console generations to figure out what's actually out there.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember what I played on it. The only thing I remember clearly playing was, like, this really crappy shooting game. Mm-hmm. But it was, like, arcade-style Terminator kind of thing. Like, you know the arcade Terminator game? It was like that, but it was, like, Wild West.
Oh, Wild West.
It was not good, but that's the one thing I clearly remember playing.
I don't know what it could be, but there was a game called Space Harrier. That's probably not what you're thinking of, though.
Nah,
because in that one, you're kind of like, you're like flying and shooting shit out of the air.
No, yeah, I wasn't flying. It was just like, I played Wonder Boy, I assume.
Yes.
Golden Axe. Pretty sure I played Golden Axe. Double Dragon, maybe. Probably Double Dragon. I'm pretty sure I played Double Dragon on it.
You got the better Double Dragon experience then.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, that's the only one I can... That's all I really remembered. Like, because I just, like, looked up, like, a bunch of different games, so I'm just, like, scrolling through, like, a bunch of cover arts right now.
So... Wait, so, like, how long did you have that, or did your cousins take it back when they left?
They took it back when they left. I only got to play it for maybe a couple of weeks.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But it was still... It's still so cool. Fucking weird. So right. Fucking weird, because, like, who the hell actually remembers the Master System?
That's just it. I do!
Yeah, but, like... My God. It's just weird.
I agree.
Fucking...
It's one thing for somebody to be like, what did you play back in the day? And it's like, oh, I had an NES and a Super Nintendo. What did you have? A Master System. Gesundheit. Like.
Because I remember at our Salvation Army, before it moved and when it was under the old management, before they priced up the games and stuff, there was a Master System that had R-Type, like, in the cartridge slot.
Oh.
And I could not for the life of me get them to separate them. Like, because they wanted $25, and you know, at the time, that's like my full allowance for the month or whatever, so I wasn't going to do that. And I'm trying to, like, explain to the person working there, like, the system still works without this cartridge.
And they just weren't having it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't necessarily blame them. You know, it makes more sense to sell something with a game. It's easier to sell that way. But that thing sat there for literally 6 months. Very clearly at the front counter for six months. And I'm like, guys, seriously. Like, yeah, I'd even be willing to give you $20 for the full fucking deal. And they're just like, nope.
Fuckers.
Like I said, I can't really blame them. It is a business and all that, but, like, if it's literally not moving, maybe you should take it.
Yeah, that's just it.
Secondhand stores a lot of times will actually be willing to barter with you sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, Value Village and stuff, maybe not as much, but if it's, like, mom and pop or smaller, they definitely will. Especially if you're, like, actually poor. You know, you'll come in and be like, I need a winter jacket, and I know... You're pricing this up because it's Billabong or whatever, but I kind of need this to not freeze. They'll be like, yeah, okay, and drop the price.
I think brands
Anyways, NES.
I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah. No, fuck it. Brands are stupid. Let's talk about brands.
Nah.
Not actually. But, fucking NES.
Yeah.
Tell
that
the
damn
people.
NES brand.
Oh, God damn it.
LJN, them, say what?
Shit at the end of the rainbow. Apparently.
Yeah. But,
makes me fun.
But yeah, I got, like, I have memories, right? It's just, of course, like, the older you get, the more your head gets filled with other video games, the less
you give a shit about this stuff that happened.
That's just it, right? Because it's like, I got NES memories now. Like, I remember getting it from the garage sale for dirt cheap and us joking about, oh, what if they have Final Fantasy? What if they have Castlevania? What if they have, you know, Metroid and Mega Man and all this? And then fucking there it was.
Yeah.
And then they took away Final Fantasy and Zelda. And I'm like, yeah, fucking bastards.
Goddamn. You know, I'm going to tell that story because I remember it quite vividly. Between grade 10 and 11. And I was looking through garage sale postings in our local newspaper because at the time, you know, 2010, 2011, the gaming scene, you know, collecting and stuff had picked up, but not to a point where it was outrageous and you had to, like, you know, kill people to fucking, like, get at a game.
Yeah.
Not actually. But there was a posting, and this is kind of a rarity, where they were like, we got this, 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 and Nintendo games, NES, Super NES, N64. And I'm like, God damn, they actually listed this shit, and there's a lot of them. So yeah, we went there the first day they were open. We walked there, you know, 30-minute walk from where we live, kind of.
I'm pretty sure Dad drove us, but we had to park a little ways away, so we had to walk a couple of minutes, because Dad went with us.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I was a poor unemployed piece of shit back then. Anyways, moving on.
Fuck. So we arrive there bright and early. It's like they're just opening up their sale, whatever. Everything's laid out on a blanket. And sure as shit, they have an NES with a giant stack of games, couple peripherals. They have a Super NES, same deal, stack of games, peripherals. And I don't remember them having the N64 console, but they had about 9 games.
Yeah, I don't think they had the console. I think we asked, and I want to say they said, like, that they sold it to their friend or something the day before or something like that. I don't know, though.
Yeah. But, so, Kelrix, you know, jumped on the NES because I already had an NES. We were trying to get him one.
Yeah, because I was like, I want one now because, you know, the collection, like, started ramping up.
I slide over to the Super NES because I think at that point I didn't have one yet. And they had, my God, the games they had, because it was like Link to the Past, you know, F-Zero, Super Mario World, Super Mario Kart, Super Metroid. They had the Mario Paint with the mouse, and they had the Game Boy, the Super Game Boy. Mm-hmm. So they had everything that was fucking great with that system. I don't remember them having any RPGs, so thank God I didn't pass that up.
I was about to say, like, they had pretty much everything good that wasn't Chrono Trigger or Earthbound.
Or Final Fantasy.
Or Final Fantasy.
Yeah. So, I mean, I fawned over that thing. I was just like, because $50, shit ton of money at the time.
Yeah.
Because we asked them, it's like, how much do you want for your games and stuff? And he's like, well, we're trying to sell them as a bundle. So if you buy the system and the games, we give you $50. And you were like, immediately like, fucking sold, done. Because, you know, I was into, like, bartering and stuff to, like, try and get a deal. And you're just like, fuck it, I want it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm like hemming and hawing over this. And some, like, fat guy comes up behind me. And I can see he's, like, looking over my shoulder at it and stuff. And I'm just like, What do I do? And I ended up passing it up, and, like, immediately, as soon as I said it, I was like, I don't think I can do 50, so I guess not. The guy's like, I'll take it, done. And he, like, immediately paid, grabbed it, walked away.
Yeah, he was a dick. He could have at least, like, given you a minute.
Yeah. I mean, I still can't blame the guy, but yeah, kind of.
I can't either, but it's, like, he just snatches it, like, you know? Like, you're barely done your sentence, and he's like, I'll take it. And it's like, dude, fuck you. Like,
yeah. Cutthroat fucking video game collecting.
Ain't that the fucking truth?
Yeah. I do remember from that garage sale, I grabbed 3 N64 games at $3 each. It was Ocarina of Time, 007, yep, and Mario 64. Anywho, yeah, so you got your NES, you're crazy happy. We go back to your place and hook it all up and stuff. And we're joking the whole way, like, oh, what if what if it has this, what if it has this, what if it has this, and, like, it had, like, it had the three-in-one cart where it's Super Mario Bros., Duck Hunt, and World Track
Meet. Track and Field.
Yeah. Track and Field. It had, fuck, dude, what did it have? Because it had Castlevania 2 and 3.
Give me a minute.
Did it have a Mega Man game?
I remember this part very clearly. It had, like, Metroid, Koba Triangle. It had the Yoshi game. It had that 3-in-1, like Jukebox just said. Super Mario 3. Yeah, Pyramid, which was cool because it's a black NES cart, and it's like a weird Tetris kind of thing. But
yeah, it's a bootleg.
It's weird. We played it for 10 minutes, and we were like, moving on. And then it came with Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest, and it came with Castlevania 3, Dracula's Curse, and it came with Mega Man 3 as well. And like I said earlier, like, it also was going to come with the first Final Fantasy, which is fucking $50 on its own to get it these days if you're not dealing with a complete asshole, and the gold card of Legend of Zelda, which usually goes for about 20 or 30. So I'm like shitting my pants over this bundle. I'm pretty sure that's the main reason I didn't argue with the price. I was like, fuck it, I want it, I'm taking it, I'm gone. Like, and then right when I buy it, the lady goes, oh, sorry, my husband wants to keep these too. And she takes Final Fantasy and Zelda. And I'm like, I'm 14. What are you doing to me?
Yeah. I mean,
I think I was a little older than that, but still.
If that happened to me, or maybe even you nowadays, fuck, mm-hmm. that would not fly.
I'd be like, no.
I've handed you the money. This transaction is over.
Yeah, like, tough shit.
Do that.
Yeah, I'd be like, sorry, you can either explain to him how he's not getting his games, or you can pay me back the value of these games and buy them back off me. Like, fuck off.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, the guy who was selling them, he knew what they were, which is why he was pricing the way he was. I mean, even at the time, it's a crazy deal, but he's like, yeah, I know people are collecting these and stuff. That's why we put it in the paper. So, yeah. That's a bummer. But anyways, we get back to your place. It's all hooked up and shit, and, like, I'm hooking it up because I like doing that. Open up the fucking front of it. Guess what's inside? Motherfucking Castlevania 1.
Dun, dun, dun!
Fuck, because, my God, because we're like, oh my God, it has two and three, imagine if it had one, oh my God. Sure as shit, it had one.
we both lost our minds pretty good. We were like, holy fucking shit, the first one's inside, we have them all. Like,
oh God, yeah. And then fucking the first thing you did, Game Genie, attach it to Mario Bros., stick it in there.
And the Game Genie didn't work. And it got stuck.
Yep. Well, it's not necessarily... It was doing the flashing thing, so we had to reseat it, so you went to pull out Mario Bros., and Mario Bros. Came out, but the Game Genie sat in at the back of the fucking system.
Yeah, so I had to, like, go dig in my dad's drawer and get out a pair of needle-nose pliers, literally grab the Game Genie and pull it out, and I fucked those pins real good. Like, that Game Genie, if it wasn't working then, it wasn't working anymore.
It's funny, because I clearly remember that I was the one who pulled it out and bent the pin.
Yeah, but...
I remember you were freaking out, though. It's like, oh, we gotta open it up. And I'm like, there's gotta be another way. And then, you came over with the needle-nose pliers, and I pulled it out, and I'm like, well, I'm sorry, bro. The fucking thing is broke. I'll try and fix it, but...
And I was just like, man, tough shit. Like, it... Even if it hadn't broken, I would have been paranoid putting it back in there anyway. So it's like... You know, whatever.
So, lesson for everyone listening. If your Game Genie does not have the black strap that holds onto the cartridge, do not put it in your system.
Or put like a piece of tape or something on it, just in case.
Yeah. Fuck. That was good times, though. And then we played the shit out of it.
Oh, yeah. Promptly got completely fisted in the butt by Castlevania and stuff. There was no mercy. And we were sad because, like, the one game that we were really excited to play was Metroid. Because I don't think you didn't have it at that point.
I still don't have it. I don't have the first one.
I could have sworn you had one. Anyways.
Nope.
So we were like, yeah, let's play Metroid, because it's like, you know, a lot of NES games are fucking hard as tits. Like, we loved Mega Man and we loved the Castlevanias, but we weren't making any progress. So we were like, screw it, let's play Metroid. It'll still be, you know, tough, but we'll actually probably be able to get a couple hours out of it or whatever. And it barely worked.
Yeah.
Like, it took us a solid 5 to 10 minutes of fiddling with it and cleaning the cartridge with rubbing alcohol and a Q-tip and like blowing in it and like, you know, fiddling with, like, you put it in and you press it down and you try it and it doesn't work, so you like shift it a little bit like side to side, and if it still doesn't work you pull it up, take it out, put it in. Like, we fucked with it for 10 minutes, got it to work.
Yeah, my God.
And like, there were still like lines coming through the screen. Like, it was playable, it just didn't look awesome, so we were pretty disappointed by that one.
Yeah, I can't remember, but I feel like we tried, like, we got it to work at least once for a little while, and then, like, every other time I'd come over, I'd, like, try and get it to work, and it just fucking won't, even to this day. Yeah. Now it's even worse.
Yeah, exactly, because the more we tried to get it to work, the more we fucked it up, right? Because it's...
Yeah.
It's just it. It's like those cartridges and those games, like, they'll take a fucking beating for sure. Like, they'll go to hell and back for you. Goddamn, things are made out of Nintendium, but it's just that once they start breaking, there's no real way to fix the process short of opening it and learning how to fucking solder electronics and shit.
You know what, dude? I was about to say, you know, you should, like, give me that cartridge, and I will open it up and see if I can work some magic, because if it's a cold solder joint or something, I mean, I can easily fix that now.
Yeah, for sure. I'd be down. It's worth a shot. It doesn't work anyway, so even if you open it up and you fucking break it, who cares?
Right.
Right? We can just put it back in the case, and it's like, I still, quote-unquote, have the game.
Yeah.
That's
like my Mario Party 3 on N64. It's the case, but it's a South Park game. It's a really shitty South Park game.
Like, a really shitty South Park game.
Like, you fucking first-person snowball fighting or some shit.
Yeah, it's awful. It's god-awful. But, no, I'd be super down, and then if you get it working, I'll have to come over one day, and we'll have to just have, like, a Metroid day.
Yeah. I vote for getting a map offline.
Me too.
Off the web. Because I did Super Metroid and, like, drew out my own map, and that shit takes a while.
Oh, yeah.
When you start taping pieces of paper together.
Yeah. I tried making a map in Etrian Odyssey. I'll tell you right now, it's not my forte. So.
And that thing gives you, like, a whole screen to do it.
God.
Pain in the ass.
But yeah, so that's about some of my NES memories. I really, I'm kicking myself so bad, because I went to EB Games the one day, right? I told you about this. And I walked in to get, I bought Yooka-Laylee. No regrets. Go watch episode 4. You'll understand. No regrets.
So beautiful. So wonderful.
Oh, so wonderful. I should stream that. Anyways.
You should.
But
I'd watch that.
Yeah, I know you would. But, so I'm picking up Yooka-Laylee, and they have 6 NES classics behind on the shelf. And I was like, you have NES classics? And they're like, yeah, we just got a random shipment the other day. And they're like, do you want to grab one? And I'm like,
what money?
Quick. That's the funny part. Quick note. I had money.
Oh, right.
I had money. I wasn't piss fucking broke at that point. I'd like just gotten laid off, so I had like just started to like not have a shit to, like, enough money. Not a shit ton of money. Never have I had a shit ton of money. But
didn't so you like just get your tax return back?
Yeah, or something like that. Like, I could have easily afforded an NES classic. And I was like, how much are they? And they're like $120. And I'm like, oh my god. I'm like, I'm already buying Yooka-Laylee. I can't justify spending another $120 when I don't have a job, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, no, I have to pass, right? I should have asked about, like, putting a deposit down on it to, like, hold one for, a week. But
they're not allowed.
No, I know they
unfortunately
are. That's the shitty part. But it, so we go, me and the girlfriend, we go home, and she looks at me and she's like, what's wrong? And I was like, I'm really sad that I couldn't get one. She's like, go get one. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, we'll be fine. Go get one. I'm like, okay. So I call them to make sure I don't waste my gas getting over there. No, they're gone. 10 minutes later. 10 minutes. And six of those out the door.
Yep.
I call bullshit.
Fucking brutal.
I was so fucking mad. So fucking mad. Because literally the only thing I thought of when I was contemplating getting it was I want to get this and just invite over and have him not leave for like 2 days. Because that's what would have happened.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, so that broke my heart. But apparently they're doing like a Super Nintendo classic, or they're thinking about it, so no questions asked. I'll probably find a way to get one of those if and when.
So Super Nintendo classic, if they do that, I hope for the love of God they create way more than they did with the NES classic.
Oh, which... they know what kind of... I don't understand. I can't wrap my head around why Nintendo is so bad at supply and demand. Like, do you not want money?
I mean, I understand it, but it still pisses me off.
Well, that's just it. Like, just imagine if they'd made, let's just say, for example, they'd made, like, another 100,000 of the NES classics.
Oh, they would have been fucking gone.
Exactly. They would have been fucking gone, and they would have had $10 million more dollars in their pocket.
You know, I actually can't remember the real number, but I'm pretty sure they made about 2 million NES classics.
Yeah, I want to say,
which is a lot more than I thought it was. But still.
I wanted to say, let's say they made like 500,000 more. But then I was like, well, that seems a little excessive. But no.
Yeah.
So hang on, I'm gonna find this on Wikipedia because it should have a. Yeah, there it is. Let's see. 2.5 million units sold.
Yeah.
As of last month.
That is way more than I thought they actually made, but
so crazy, just to put that into perspective for anyone listening, they sold on average anywhere from between $60 to $100
depending on your currency.
Depending on your exchange rate versus who was selling them, like,
okay, let's put it this way. 80 Oh, fucking computer. 80 US dollars is what it cost times 2.5 million.
Yeah. So if you really want to just like hardcore round it out, you could say 2.5 times 100, which is 200, which is a quarter of $1 billion. They didn't make nearly that much. Like, it's still quite a bit less than that, but still, like, a quarter of $1 billion. They probably could have made
profit,
and they probably could have made another $100 million off of them easy had they had the supply meet the demand. Because it's like, I wanted one. Jukebox wanted one. Granted, Jukebox wouldn't buy one because he's a cheap ass, but
yeah.
But
I have like half the games too.
Exactly. But like, for example, let's say you went to the horse races with your family or whatever, and let's say you won a few $100s just by chance.
Yeah, jump on that shit.
Yeah, I'd exactly. You'd it. Be like, boom, NES classic. Right? So it's like, I wanted one. Jukebox wanted one. Hell, my girlfriend wanted one. But I mean, me and her kind of fall into, we'll just get one, not two. But I mean, still, it's like everybody and their mother that I knew wanted one of those things, and nobody got one.
They look at their target market and they're like, okay, people who actually want this, they're going to buy it. Because God knows there's a billion people out there who's like, I want this, I want this, I want this, but they're never going to buy it, even if it's like 10 cents. Because there's always something else they also want. But for Nintendo with these things, like, there's a lot of people out there who are buying, like, you know, not the bootlegged, what would you call it? The scalped ones. They're getting scalped.
Yep.
It's like, there's a lot of people out there who are still willing to get this, and the numbers are extremely high to the point where you probably should have gotten a bigger initial order or continued to produce.
The other thing that I want to mention is they were only in production for 5 months. That's it.
That's normal, though. That.
It is. I understand. Again, I completely understand.
Were they for sale
they literally,
or yeah, in production?
In production. Like, they made 2.5 million copies in 5 months.
Okay.
Right? Because they're right. Discontinued now. They're not making any more.
Yep.
Right? So, it's just, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just mental and I don't understand business nearly as much as I tell myself I might. But, like, I don't understand why you wouldn't have just, like, because that means they were pumping out roughly 500,000 copies a month, give or take. So why not just run it for one more month, just do a half a year, and then boom, there are 500,000 more of these fuckers to go around. Yeah. Right?
But is that they were in production for 5 months, or they were selling them for 5 months?
It says right here, it says, on April 13th, 2017, Nintendo of America announced the current discontinuation of the NES Classic, with the last shipments going out to retailers in North America throughout that month. On April 15th, Nintendo confirmed that they are ceasing the production of these units in the rest of the world as well. The NES Classic Edition was in production for 5 months, selling a total of 2.3 million copies.
Okay. That's different. Because there's a giant distinction between sale and production. Because a lot of times, like, I could see this probably happened with the Amiibos and stuff too, is you got to get your plastics from a few different companies. You got to get, like, the bits and pieces up from other places. You got to get the cardboard printed. You got to, you know, get the plastic casing from someone else. And then you got to actually manufacture it into one thing. So usually, you know, they'll make their estimates, they'll guess their numbers, and they'll make one production run where they make these things, and then they'll sell them for however long. And in order to make a second production run, they got to kind of figure, you know, weigh their pros and cons and be like, okay, is it really worth us printing only 50,000 more of this thing we sold 200,000 of? Is it really worth us, you know, getting all these companies together again to print this for us again, wait another 4 months as we put them together and sell another 50,000, or is it better to just move on to the next thing? And I think that kind of happens to them. It may also just be that they're really shitty at their initial estimates. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I can never claim to know or even guess at what happens behind the doors.
Because that's just it. It's that thing where it's like, it's the same with, whatchamacallit, the Amiibos. Like you just said, like the Amiibos were fucking bullshit.
Right.
Like, absolute trash. Like, I had to go and stand in line in minus 25 degree weather, Celsius, outside of a Toys R Us. I stood outside for 3 hours just to be able to get a Rosalina Amiibo. Worth it? Fuck yeah. Was it fun? No.
God, no. It's ridiculous.
And I stood for 3 solid hours. Like, my girlfriend went with me, but she was able to go into the car every little while and, you know, get out of the wind and warm up a bit. I fucking champed that shit. I had long johns, jeans, snow pants, and, like, 3 coats on, and I fucking stood there.
Nice.
Like, that is the biggest nerd thing I've ever done in my life, I think. That is, like, my claim to nerd fame.
Go freeze your ass off for an Amiibo.
Yeah, word.
So,
or work. I've done that, too.
Okay. So, we went through all this. I mentioned that there was 2 things that I hope for if they make a Super NES Mini. The one is that they produce enough units to meet the actual demand at whatever price point they have, because I feel, at least from the sentiment around us, that, you know, they could have sold a lot more. But I also hope, for the love of God, they get RPGs on that thing.
Oh, 100%.
Because God knows, you know, they can put every Mario game ever off the Super NES and every Donkey Kong and all that, and it's going to be a wonderful system and everything. But if you don't have any of the RPGs, the Final Fantasies, the Chrono Triggers, anything, it's going to be a far cry from what the NES Classic was.
Yeah, because the NES Classic, I'm looking at the list right now, and it got, as far as RPGs, like, it got, I don't know, you're probably going to correct me, but I'm pretty sure it counts. Like, they have Castlevania, they have Star Tropics on there?
Yeah.
Oh, it is too. Okay. Yep. They have Kid Icarus. They got Final Fantasy. They had two Castlevania games. They had, you know, Metroid. Like, they had, and both of Legend of Zelda's. Like, they had RPGs on it. So, if a Super Nintendo comes out, and they don't put Chrono Trigger, and they don't put Final Fantasy 3, and they don't put... I hope that they would put Super Mario RPG on it.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be wonderful, considering my emulator crapped out on me, and it didn't save my progress, and I lost about 4 hours, and I'm really mad about it. But anyway.
Yeah.
So,
I mean...
But, yeah.
And what I really hope, because the NES Classic did have a few games that are third-party, so, like, Castlevania's Konami...
Yep.
I'm pretty sure the Final Fantasy game was on there. That's, you know, Square Enix.
Yep. So Bubble Bobble is Taito. They have Bandai for Pac-Man. They have Koei Tecmo for Ninja Gaiden. They have Arc System Works for Double Dragon 2.
Yeah. So Capcom, I really hope for the second, like the Super NES Classic, if they make it, that they still have those third-party agreements to get those other games. Because
yeah.
Like, there's just so many great third-party games on there. Like, I know with the NES Classic, they had third-party games, but God knows they could have done nothing but first-party Nintendo.
Oh, 100%.
Super NES, though, first-party Nintendo, I mean, it just doesn't feel as complete without those third-party games.
No.
So. We,
All I know is if there's a Super Nintendo Classic, it'll have Mega Man X... Hopefully,
yes.
If third parties. So, I mean, I will get one of those, and it will go in my little drawer under my little desk, and I will play Super Nintendo.
Dreams. Anyways, dreams. We have 1 minute to wrap this up, and so I can get the hell out of here.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm Drew Bugs Hero.
And I'm Kelrix King.
And this is the Infinity Games Podcast.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.